And you're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. I think the violence is over, though, right?
Yeah.
We're done with that.
Yeah.
We buds?
Yeah.
We're still okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to be mad at me?
Not until next show.
All right. Well, if you missed any of our earlier hour, we had a very specific discussion about Intel versus AMD and have
discussion?
Had...
Discussion?
Yeah.
Fight?
Like a beating?
Something like that. Yeah.
Like a thrashing. If you want to continue to chime in, feel free via email if you'd like through our website, datadoctors.com. Just click on the radio show or computer corner section and scroll on down. You'll see a place where you can link in. Obviously, if you're listening from outside of the Phoenix area, we'd love to hear you, hear about where you're listening from. I'd love to throw a shout out to those folks. And you guys in Chandler, we're not talking about you.
Yeah.
Sorry about Phoenix Metro.
Outside of the state.
Yeah, I'm calling from Gibbert. No. Yeah. Or to Tucson, or I know we go
nice.
You know, into North Tucson and Flagstaff and all
Gila
over the world.
River.
Sure, all that stuff. All right. If you missed any of the links that we talked about, you can also see that on our radio show section. And we actually have some open lines right now, so call in at 602-277-5827, and we'll see if we can get your question here on the air. So now let's try this.
Dead silence.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
That's speak.
Yeah, well, now it's the did you know.
Okay.
That was, by the way, that was a, they call that a... what's that kind of the pregnant pause? Go ahead.
The what?
What's our Did You Know segment
okay.
this week?
Okay, Did You Know, which has to do with what we're talking about today, the Intel 4004 was the first CPU,
was
first microprocessor.
The first Intel processor.
It was the No, it was actually the first microprocessor on a computer to be introduced. And the weird thing about it is that, well, it's not so weird, but just something that I doubt most people know. There was a company called Busicom that asked Intel, can you build some chips for us? Okay, and so they built the chip for this company, and this company decided, oh, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll sell it to you for $60,000. Next thing you know, Intel buys it back, and they're like, this is the greatest idea. We need to expand. And now, it's one of the most purchased items in the world, manufacturally and computer-wise.
And before they started this central processing unit manufacturing, they were building chips of other nature,
yes,
right?
Yes, they actually the first chip they built was a RAM SD or
but
RAM of some sort,
right?
So,
very tweaky stuff.
Yeah.
And this is like early 70s, right? What year was this that this 4004?
This was in 1971 that they built the very first one, and the first chip was only had 2,300 transistors on it, and did 4 bits. It was a 4-bit CPU. Now they have ones that have 5.5 million transistors on them. That's a big difference.
Yeah, the more
and
transistors,
it's only been 25 years.
The more transistors, the faster the processor is. Huh?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Before the CPU. The first chip was what, like three, maybe an inch, a little bit littler than an inch by an inch, and it took over what a room of 3,000 cubic feet filled with a bunch of glass tubes was doing.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It went from that to that overnight. It was like, bam.
You know what I didn't hear anywhere in that, did you know, back in 1971?
What?
Is there any AMD talk
about
that?
Oh, yeah. The AMD's not even alive at that point.
they weren't even a thought back then, huh?
No, AMD didn't start copying until Intel was well into the...
He's coming strong. Yeah. Hey, Rick's joining us from Scottsdale. Welcome to the Computer Corner, Rick. You have a question about moving operating systems?
Yeah, I'm going to set up a new computer. I just want to move everything from the old one to the new one, other than, obviously, the hardware is not going to be the same, so I'm not going to recognize,
So instead of buying a new computer that has an operating system on it and then transferring the stuff that you need, the data and what have you.
I've never done that.
Okay. And so you want some quick way to take... Now, these two computers are completely different hardware-wise, right?
Yeah, one's a Pentium 3, one's a Pentium 4, 800 megahertz.
Okay, now you know that all Windows operating systems from Windows 95 on were hardware-specific.
That's right, that's right.
Okay. So the ability to transfer the operating system just the way it is, there's not a way to do that.
Okay. That's
you
fine.
Have to install a fresh copy of the operating system on the new machine.
That's fine.
Which I would highly recommend you do.
Okay.
Then you have a couple of different options for transferring. The problem with transferring everything from the old machine to the new machine is you also bring all the junk. You bring all the stuff that makes it slow, all the stuff that bogs down your resources, all those things.
Okay.
You have an opportunity to start from scratch and make sure it's clean.
Okay.
There's two ways you can do this. You can just do a raw copy of all the data, and this is generally what we do for our customers. We'll copy the entire contents because usually the old machine is tiny in comparison to the new machine as far as drive space.
Right.
So it's no big deal to copy everything from the old computer to a folder called old hard drive.
Okay.
So that everything, all your data, all your settings, all that stuff, your favorites are all going to be in that folder.
Okay.
Then the question is, do they know how to, you know, properly identify that stuff and put it in the right places? And if you do, great. If you don't, there are programs that you can purchase that will allow you to transfer like settings, email accounts, that kind of thing.
I think Windows XP has its own built-in thing for that now too.
It does. Really? Yeah, Windows XP has a very crude one it works pretty decent, but there's some others that are actually a little more suited to this type of thing. Now there is one that will actually try to transfer the actual applications over. We've tested it and had mixed results. A program called Aloha Bob.
Oh yeah.
You can literally take your Outlook, as it were, and whatever applications, and actually transfer them across the two machines. You have to set up a little network to do it.
Okay.
But you can actually load Aloha Bob on both sides, and one's the sender, one's the receiver. And you can say, here are the programs. Aloha Bob will look at your system and say, here are the programs that I'm familiar with that I can transfer. Here are the ones that I have no chance to transfer.
Okay.
And it can actually do that. I did it on one of my machines, and I had problems with Outlook and some printing issues that were really strange that clearly I would not have had if I'd have done it the right way. So it's time or money. You know, which do you want to spend the time doing it the right way or spend
I can spend the time. I just didn't really want to.
Yeah, you're going to have to one way or the other because, again, when you do it the wrong way up front, it may seem like it saves you time, but in the back end,
and it's
all the grief that comes with it, you know, the TCO, the total cost of ownership, goes way up. So be very, very careful.
I really appreciate it.
You bet, Rick.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Users helping users.
Yes.
You hear somebody else. Oh, I was just about to do that. I'm so glad I didn't.
Yep.
We get that all the time in the email. Maxine's got a question along that same line. Do we have time? Yeah, let's see if we can sneak Maxine in. Maxine?
Hello?
Did you get your answer from the question previous to yours?
I had a hard time hearing.
Oh, okay. Tell me what you want to do.
I currently have a old computer. It's Windows 98 with a 3.5 drive floppy.
Wow.
I'm thinking of purchasing a notebook computer, an HP, a 17-inch.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't have a 3.5 drive.
Right.
How am I going to get my files from my old computer to the new computer?
Well, the easiest way would be to put them both on a network where they're connected to each other, which you probably don't have at your home, so you're going to have to see if some friends or somebody are out there. Or if you just don't want to mess with it, obviously there's lots of places out there that will, you know, charge you to just basically pull everything apart and get it all put together for you.
Okay.
And do like what I was just suggesting. We do for our customers whenever they buy, you know, we custom build computers and laptops for our customers. One of the things that we offer to do is do exactly what you're talking about, where we'll transfer that stuff over onto the new machine for you.
Okay.
So that it's all sitting in a folder called old hard drive, and then you can go in there and look where your documents are and pull out whatever you need.
Okay.
And then all the stuff, and here's something we get all the time. We build a computer for somebody, they say, I don't need anything, I just need my Outlook and my Word documents.
And
they go, that's all I need. And in the beginning, we'd listen to them and go, okay, that's all we're going to transfer over. And then 2 weeks later, they go, I forgot about my Quicken files, and I forgot about this, and I forgot about that. So rather than figure out everything right up front,
it's all there.
That's why we take everything from the old machine and stick it in a folder called old hard drive.
That and then way you can extract what you need when you need it.
What's the approximate cost of something like that?
Well, we charge by the hour, so it really depends on how much data you have. If you're interested in one of the data doctor's locations helping you out, you just find the one nearest you, just give them a holler, explain exactly what you have, and then give you an idea what it's going to cost.
Okay, and one more question. You said network. I was thinking about getting a router.
Uh-huh.
Would that be the same thing? Could I do it that way?
Well, the router, what that does is the first thing that it's going to do is give you protection from the bad guys on the Internet. I take it you have a high-speed Internet connection?
I'm getting that.
Okay,
also.
Like a Cox cable connection or something?
Right.
Okay, so this would allow you to safely connect your computer and not worry about people like trying to jump into your machine.
Okay.
There's a lot more to it than that. But the other thing it does is the router will have what's called a switch or a hub built in where up to four computers can be plugged in and using that Internet connection.
Uh-huh.
And the minute you do that, then the computers can also talk to each other. So you'd have to have somebody that knows how to set up networks, set that up so that you could do it in that manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, if you're going to be doing all that and you want the data transferred at the same time, that's another service that, you know, we can provide for you, or lots of companies can provide, where they'll come out and set up your network for you and transfer the data and show you
do
how to
everything.
Do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One last question. Any comments on the 17-inch widescreen, anything?
You mean the flat panels?
Like an HP? I mean, any... good comments or not so good comments?
Yeah, no, the HP monitors typically do well in most of the reviews.
Okay.
You know, the thing with monitors is you don't have to worry about the technology.
But this is a notebook.
Yeah.
Oh, I
She's
see what you're saying.
She's talking about the laptop.
17-inch widescreen notebook.
That sounds like a big one.
Yeah.
Did you lift it up and play with it?
It's about 10 pounds.
Is that okay with you?
Well, I mean, it's not something I'm going to travel with, but...
Okay.
Why are you purchasing it if you're not traveling?
I just saving space on my desk and maybe working other parts of the house.
Well, typically you can get a lot more for your money if you go with a desktop.
Right, I understand.
So, I mean, that's just I just wrote a column on the Centrino chipsets, the Centrino technology that's in laptops. So, I don't know if you haven't purchased your notebook yet, you might want to read through that to see if any of that applies to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, Maxine, you bet. Good luck.
Mm, bye.
Boy, she's got a lot going there, doesn't
she?
Yes,
she does.
She's got an old machine, got a new machine, got a network, got high-speed internet
data,
coming.
Everything.
Yeah,
she's moving up.
Going from a rickshaw to a Corvette here.
Yeah.
We're a little late on our break here, but when we come back, we still have some more time to talk with a few people like Herschel, Max, and Steve, so stay tuned. It's the Computer Corner back after this. Are you?